Thank you, Brother Wells. It's a blessing to be back tonight in the service. We are grateful the Lord's give us this time together. And we're thankful that you're seated in the house of the Lord tonight. And I praise the Lord for the day that He's blessed us to see and enjoy, and His benefits toward us. The psalmist said, "What can I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits?" And I'm thankful for His benefits toward me. And we ought to praise Him for it. The brother said He is worthy of our praise tonight. And I hope you've come to praise Him. I hope you've come to get something for your heart and your soul tonight. For man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. And I'm glad the Lord does speak to us in these days. I'm grateful for that. Amen. I do need your prayers tonight. The Lord would help us. Cannot do anything without His anointing and His touch tonight. So do pray for us. Genesis 37. Genesis 37. I want to read tonight in verse number 25. Genesis 37, verse number 25. I realize I'm not reading the text. There's lots here that can be read. In fact, you could read all of the chapter to get the thought, but I want to emphasize the verse. So that's why I'm reading the verse, and for the sake of time as well, and for to emphasize the verse tonight. Genesis 37 and verse number 25. If you found your place, if you're physically able, I invite you to stand with us. By standing, we're honoring and reverencing the reading of God's Word. If you're able to remain standing after we read this verse, then we'll look to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to have mercy and to help us tonight. And I do again ask you humbly for your prayers. Genesis 37, verse 25. "And they sat down to eat bread. And they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt." Let's bow and ask the Lord to help us tonight. Heavenly Father, thank You for the privilege to pray. Thank You, dear Lord, for the day that You've given us and the night as well. Thank You, dear Lord, for Lord, this word of God that You preserved to this generation and the portion You've directed my heart to. I thank You, dear Lord, tonight as we approach this service for this open door and opportunity to stand and to preach. I realize, Lord, that I'm a dying man preaching to dying men, women, boys, and girls. And I realize, Lord, tonight, if there's any preaching done, it'll be because You take us and hide us in the cross and You literally preach through us. And I pray tonight, for a few moments, You'd have mercy on me and upon these people that await my words. And oh God, use us for Your honor and for Your glory. May I preach as the very oracles of God. Oh dear Lord, may everything else I fade from You for just a few moments. And may our hearts and minds be centered upon the word of God. And oh, may we hear our Lord from heaven tonight speak to us. Our Lord, bind every force of hell and Satan that would defeat us and give victory tonight. I pray the word of God I would find our Lord good ground tonight and bring forth fruit unto perfection. Would You awaken sinners to their need of You tonight? Would You have mercy on their souls and draw them to You tonight with cords of love and with the power of conviction? May this be the glorious night. They turn from sin and look to the Savior. I'd be with every saint. Lord, I don't know the burdens of the battles, but oh Lord, would You help every saint tonight? Would You speak to those that are discouraged? May they find encouragement. By those that are weak, may they be strengthened. I pray those that are hungry, may they be fed. I pray, God, those that's grown cold and indifferent, may they get right. Lord, don't leave us like we've come, but work effectually and mightily in and through all of us tonight. And may we leave here bettered. Help us now. And above everything, get glory to Your name and what You do in and through and for us. We'll thank and praise You. We ask it every bit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you so kindly for standing as we read the Word of God and prayed together. Well, the Bible says here that They sat down to eat bread and lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels. I remind you of the verse that I read last night out of the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 24, verse 63. The Bible said Isaac lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. God will permit me tonight. This is the way He's been dealing with my heart. Last few days, I want to preach again tonight on the camels are coming in the life of Joseph. Last night, we tried to deal with the fact that the camels were coming in the life of Isaac. And here, the camels are coming in the life of Joseph. That is, God is bringing grace. That is, God is doing something in His providential power in the life of Joseph. I'm grateful tonight that we're not by ourselves. I'm grateful God has not left us to ourselves. But I'm glad the Lord works tonight. Amen. If God had left you to yourself, you'd be lost and be in hell tonight. Amen. Many of us and all of us would be lost. But thank God that He, my friend, initiates the dealings with man and comes to us. After Adam had sinned, it was God that the voice of the Lord was heard walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and He said, Adam, where art thou? He didn't need to know where Adam was for his benefit or for his information. It wasn't because God didn't know, but it was for Adam's benefit to answer where he was at. I'm grateful tonight that God has come looking for man ever since man went astray. Thank God from the Lord. As a matter of fact, the Lord Jesus said, I've come to seek and to save that which was lost. I'm glad He's the seeking shepherd tonight. I'm glad, thank God, He is working in our behalf. And so it is with this young lad by the name of Joseph. Don't you forget tonight that whether you are aged or whether you are young tonight, hey, God, my friend, knows about you. Here's Joseph, a teenage boy. Here's Joseph, a young man. Yet God is aware of what's going on in his situation and in his circumstance. Sometimes as teenagers, hey, God, teenagers get the idea that God does not understand how I feel. Amen. You reach those critical years when you're no longer a child, but you're not an adult. Amen. And you don't fit in with the children and you don't fit in with the adults. And all of a sudden your parents, thank God, I just don't know what they used to know. And they can't understand you. And you're trying to figure out your own emotions. Thank God, that's going on inside of you. And you wonder if anybody understands, and you're trying to get your identity in life and who you are. Thank God, and you wonder maybe if God knows, but He does tonight. As He did in the life of Joseph, He knows about you tonight. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for that, aren't you? So we reach the text tonight where the Bible says, and they sat down to eat. Who's eating at this critical time in Joseph's life? His brothers. Joseph, of course, has dreamed those dreams. Hey God, he's dreamed two separate dreams, and he's related that to his father and to his brethren, and his brethren already hated him because that his father favored him, and he gave him a coat of many colors and set him at the best place at the table. Hey God, and loved him more than the rest of them. And when he dreamed these dreams and told them about them, the fact that their sheaves did obeisance to his sheaf as they were binding him in the field, it made them despise him and hate him the more. And as he's sent out on this particular day by his father to find out where the brethren are and how they're doing with the sheep, they come and say, let's destroy or let's kill this dreamer and we'll see what shall become of his dream. They're ready, thank God, to kill Joseph. His own brethren are ready to kill him, and Reuben talks him into casting him into a pit. And the Bible said when they put him in that pit, they sat down to eat bread. Oh yeah. Hey God, can you imagine the heartless condition of these brothers? Hey God, their own brother has been thrown in the pit. They're contemplating murdering and doing away with him. And well, in the midst of all of that, they just sit down and eat. Amen. Oh friend, there is no conscience, it seems, above them. There is no awareness, my friend, of what's going on in the lives of my friend, of these young men. Oh yes. And here's Joseph down in the pit while his brethren are eating. Amen. It looks like, my friend, that the dreamer, it looks like the young lad, it looks like the brother, my friend, is in for deep trouble. How's he going to get out of the pit? How's he going to escape the wrath of his brethren? How's he going, my friend, to escape the fact that they have murder in their heart? Well, it doesn't look possible, does it? And they could care less, for they're just eating. But while they're eating, thank God, guess what? The camels are coming. Amen. Oh yeah. Thank God, they look up from their bread. Thank God, they look up from their meal. Thank God, and they say, hey, is that some camels I see coming? Is there a caravan? And it is. Hallelujah. And the camels are coming in the life of Joseph. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, bless his name. I want to say, first of all, tonight, the camels are coming in the life of Joseph to save him, or to bring salvation from the pit. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, looks like he'll die there. Looks like it's the end of the dreamer. Thank God. And he's in so deep he can't get out. Amen. Hallelujah. But oh, the camels are coming, and they're going to bring salvation from the pit. Amen. Does the Bible not tell us that the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we shall live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world? If you're saved tonight, the reason you're saved is because the grace of God brought salvation to you. Hallelujah. Thank God. What about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. I say to you tonight, we cannot merit salvation. We do not get it on points tonight. Are y'all hearing me? It's not by our do's and don'ts. But I tell you, salvation is wholly by the grace of God tonight. And I say to you, if you're in our congregation tonight and you're in the pit of sin and you're lost tonight, dead in trespasses and in sins tonight, thank God for the grace of God that's passing by and coming by where you're at tonight to bring you out of the pit and to save you from the condition that you're in tonight. Amen. Oh yeah. Thank God the camels are coming. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Whether you live on Skid Row, amen, or you're on the church row tonight, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God, whether you're born on the right side of the tracks or the wrong side of the tracks, and whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're male or female, thank God, hallelujah. Whether you're rich or poor tonight, thank God. Whether you're a farmer or a merchant, thank God. Regardless of how upstanding your parents are, my friend, or how outstanding to the law they've been, I'm telling you, the grace of God is able tonight to pick you up out of the pit, out of the miry clay, out of the condition that you're in tonight. Hallelujah. You may think there's no help and there's no hope, but the camels are coming tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his name.
Lord, I want to talk about a lot of folks' testimony tonight that I've heard over the years, and I ain't got time to tell all them testimonies that I've heard in the last 37 years. Amen. But I remember that Argentinian by the name of Rocky. I don't know if you ever met Brother Rocky, Brother Larry. And I never forget Rocky Bustos. I never forget. He was born and raised in Argentina, and he was raised poor. And he said, I never got to go to church because all I had was Catholic. And he said, we never had money to put in to church. And so we couldn't go because we didn't have money to put in. And you had to put something in. Oh, yeah. And he said, so I never got to go to church. And he said, I ain't gone. I never went to school very much because as a teenage boy, I worked in the mines. Hallelujah. And he said, I never dreamed of getting to go to church. I never dreamed to get to go to heaven. Hallelujah. And somehow, thank God, during the process of time after he got grown and married, thank God, and he had learned a trade. Thank God, he got employed into this country. Amen. Got a job, but during the meantime, he had turned to alcohol, and he was a complete alcoholic, a drunkard, if you'd have it, and he couldn't keep his job, that construction job. Hallelujah. Oh, hear me, friend. Thank God. And he got so bad, they had to put him in the hospital. Thank God, and he was there in the hospital, and that dear man of God, I was visiting that hospital that day. Thank God, visiting his church members and other folks maybe from the community. And he came by that room and felt the nudge of the Lord to go by and to talk to this man that is in that room. Thank God. Oh, yes. And he couldn't speak Spanish, and Rocky couldn't speak English. Thank God. But he took him by the hand and wept over him and prayed for him. Hallelujah. And left him a card to invite him to his church. And when Rocky got out of church, something about that man's holding his hand and weeping over his soul touched his heart. Amen. And he had the address of that church on that card. And he found that address and went to that church. And he said, that preacher preached that morning, and I couldn't understand all he was saying. I just get a word or two here or there. But he said, something kept leaping up in my heart, saying, come to that altar. Go to that altar. Amen. Hallelujah. And he went to that altar and asked God to save him. Amen. Hallelujah. And he got up and the pastor said, are you saved? Have you been converted? Tried to talk with him the best they had knew how. Thank God. He said, yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank God. He said, do you want your family? They'd been broke up because of his alcoholism. I said, do you want your family? He said, I don't want my family. The pastor said, you better pray again. And he prayed again. And he arose. And he said, I want my children, but I don't want my wife. Pastor said, you might ought to pray again. And he went to the altar again. And he came up and said, I want my family. I want my wife. I want my children. And I heard that man of God, as God called him to preach and sent him back out of Argentina, talking about that condition that he was found in, that pit that he was in. But thank God for the camels that came where he is at one day. I don't know where God found you. Hey, I know he found you in sin. I know he found you. Hey, God, lost and undone. But thank God for the camels that come to the sinner, an old sinner tonight. Hey, God, the grace of God is able to reach you tonight and come to where you're at. Hallelujah. Amen. And it did for Joseph. The camels that came were going to be the means of deliverance out of the hand of his brethren that hated him, and from the pit they had thrown him to, and from the death that they thought to exercise upon his life. Is anybody listening to the preacher tonight? The psalmist said, I waited patiently on the Lord. He inclined his ear unto me and he heard my cry. He also lifted me up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Amen. Set my feet, thank God, upon a rock. Established my going. Put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Can I say to you tonight, thank God, if grace ever found you in the pit of sin, Amen. Hallelujah. That's exactly right. And no way to get yourself out. But thank God when Joseph could not get himself out, the camels were coming in his life. Oh, I bless the day. Thank God when I heard the gospel of my salvation. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Well, I want to say I appreciate my wife being with me tonight. Can I say this quick word? 1978. I was invited to preach at a little Baptist church between Gunnersville and Albertville, Alabama, called Pleasant Hill. Amen. It happened to fall on an Easter Sunday. And I went that morning to that church and preached on that Easter Sunday, and I preached about the resurrection. When the invitation was given, Brother Helton, they got to piling in that altar. Oh, mostly young folks, and they just kept coming, and they just kept coming, because I was 18 at the time. And they just kept coming, and I never had seen so many folks in an altar like that at one time, in one service. And when they got through, when everybody got through praying and doing business with the Lord, the pastor said, I want everybody that's prayed today, got saved and got right, I want you to come and stand here today. And they reached from one side of the building to the other side. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know what all took place that day in the lives of those young people. But I want to tell you tonight, sitting in this congregation is my wife. Is a young lady who was almost 18 that day. Hallelujah. That made a trip to the altar. Hallelujah. And said, I was tired of sin. I was tired of the old life. Woo! And the camels came by. Hallelujah. Can I say to you tonight? The camels are coming. Hallelujah. Hey, you don't have to die in sin. You don't have to die in despair. You don't have to, my friend, die and be damned in the eternal flames tonight. God, my friend, through the Lord Jesus Christ, has provided the means that you can be saved tonight. Hey, God, hallelujah. And the gospel of your salvation, it'll touch your heart tonight and give you faith. And when it does, you ought to run to God in repentance and in faith lay hold on Him and say, thank God for the camels. Thank God for the grace that's been brought to me. Amen. I want to say tonight the camels were coming in the life of Joseph. They were coming to save him or to bring salvation from the pit. Secondly tonight, I want to say these words. If the Lord will help me tonight, the camels were coming in the life of Joseph. Amen. And they were bringing spices for his pain. Amen. The Bible said the Ishmaelites, the Midianites, they were a mixed group. Thank God this Arabic, well, amen. Thank God these folks that came and they would join together. Sometimes they'd be such a mixed multitude, but they had their camels, and the Bible said they were bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. Hallelujah. Now Joseph had a life, thank God, without pain. Joseph had a life of luxury. Joseph, thank God, was sort of the fellow with a silver spoon. Amen. The coat of many colors, sitting at his dad's favorite place. And I want to tell you, he lived a cushioned life, did Mr. Joseph. Amen. But oh, that day when his brethren mistreated him like they did, it all started when they wouldn't speak peaceably to him. When he had say something peaceably to them and they would not reply to him at all. Amen. Hallelujah. They would not speak at all to him. They turned their head. It hurt him, no doubt. But now, thank God, it's went beyond that. He sees their hatred, their despising of him. Thank God, he sees the murder that's in their heart. He feels their rough hands as they handle him roughly and throw him around. Thank God, and throw him in the pit. And there's pain that's come in Joseph's life. But can I say to you, thank God, while he's in the pit, I'm wondering what's going to become of him. And as he's licking his wound, so to speak, and suffering pain at the hands of his brethren, guess what? The camels are coming. Hey, God. spices. They've got balm and they've got myrrh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's something to help him with his pain. There's something to anoint his wounds. Amen. There's something there for his healing. Can I say to you tonight, before you ever face whatever you face in your life as a child of God, can I say to you tonight, God already knows before you get there what you're going to face, and God never waits. Hey, God, and then has an afterthought or scrambles around trying to come up with something to help you out. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, God, them camels that came by that day were under the providence of God as he led them to that place where he knew Joseph was hurting and in pain. Hey, God, and was loaded down with what is needed to heal his hurt and to help his pain. Oh, bless his name. Amen. You and I do not see the future. You and I do not know the heartache or the pain that may be ahead of us. But our Lord does. The example is in the life of Simon Peter. When the Lord said to him, Simon, Satan desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat. Amen. But I pray for thee that thy faith fail thee not. When thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. Simon didn't know what he was about to do, but the Lord knew. Yeah, Simon said, I'll go to prison. I'll die. I'll not be like the rest of these disciples. I'll do more than they do. But he denied his Lord, and the Lord knew what was going to happen and how Satan had used that denial to try to completely destroy and sift his faith and sift his life. Hallelujah. And he said, Simon, when you get to that place where you fail me, when you get to that place of sin, when you get to that place of sifting, remember I've already prayed for you. I'm not going to pray for you then. I've done prayed for you. I've done sent the grace ahead to help you get through that situation. And when you do, thank God, you'll strengthen the brethren when you are converted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the Lord. I believe I'll shout around a while tonight. Amen. I remind you, in the providence of God, he sent these camels already laden with the balm of healing that Joseph needed before he ever got in the pit. Hallelujah. Woo! Wow, what caught you unaware didn't catch God unaware. What causing you pain didn't just happen upon God. Hallelujah. And he's already got what you need and already sent it beforehand to help you. Hallelujah. Y'all believe in that tonight? I'm believing it. Hallelujah. Well, what do you base that on? Well, the first 2 points I preached are the same thing. Hallelujah. Before he got in the pit, thank God the camels was coming. And before Adam ever sinned, there's already a Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Before mankind needed redemption, the plan was already complete. And the person stood, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I'm telling you, hallelujah, thank God, Calvary's not an afterthought. God did not try to scramble around and twiddle his thumbs or wring his hands and say, what am I going to do now? He knew what is going to happen, and Christ stood, thank God, as our eternal surety. Bless his name. Hey, God, oh, hear me. And then was manifest in these last times for us and in the fullness of time. But in the mind of God, it is as good as already done. Hallelujah, thank God. Oh, my. And if it's that way for salvation, you can bet it's that way for service. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God knows the pain you're going to encounter. Amen. God didn't stop man from sinning, and God doesn't stop offenses to coming and persecution from coming, or for you enduring pain or suffering pain. But he already does have the camels are coming that's got the balm, the spicery, and the myrrh that you need. Are y'all listening to me tonight? That balm, you know, come from Gilead. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Jeremiah cried. Amen. That balm, amen, is extracted. Thank God when that plant or that my friend, that bush is squashed. And that's the way it was with Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, and there's a balm for our soul. There's a balm for our healing and a balm for our help. There were spicery and myrrh. Hallelujah. Thank God those gave out, amen, an aroma, amen, that not only healed. Thank God the balm not only healed, not only had properties to heal. Thank God the wounds. Thank God, but the spicery and the myrrh. Thank God had an aroma about them. Oh, bless his name. Are y'all hearing me? And there is such a thing as aromatherapy, if y'all have not heard about it. Thank God, hallelujah. And can I say he can make things, thank God, woo, though they're sour, smell sweet, hallelujah. And he can make things that are so bitter, thank God, he can take the edge off of it by the spicery and the myrrh that he gives us. So y'all hearing me? Woo, bless his name tonight. I want to tell you, hey God, there we're taking Joseph down to Egypt, but God said, put some balm on him, put some spices and myrrh. Hey God, on him, he needs healing and help for his pain, and there is some for you tonight. Hallelujah. If you're hurting tonight, hallelujah. The camels are coming. You say, but preacher, you don't know how deep I've hurt. You don't know who hurt me. He hurt me. She hurt me. The spouse hurt me. The parents hurt me. The grandparents hurt me. The children hurt me. Friend hurt me. They hurt me. Doesn't matter who it was doing the hurting. Doesn't matter how deep the pain. The camels are coming. And he's already got the prescription, thank God, for the exact pain you got. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Had a little trip to the dentist last week before I went to North Carolina, and he gave me some antibiotic, and I'd been taking it, I think by the time I got back to him, I'd done been taking it 5 days, and I still had infection. Went ahead and worked on my tooth anyway, and he said, I'm going to have to change the antibiotic. This don't seem to be getting it. You still got some abscess down there in the roots of your tooth. And so he changed my antibiotic, and I finished that off today, the last one. Amen. I believe it's helped. I don't feel like it did. It's not. I believe it has helped. Amen. But he had to change because it didn't hit. But the Lord will never have to change. Right. You'll have to go back and say, Lord, this grace you sent ain't working. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody done called it. My grace is sufficient for thee. Well, bless his name tonight. Thank God what he's got for you. The prescription he's got is, my friend, suited for the type of pain that you're enduring and suffering tonight. Hallelujah.
Oh, my. The camels are coming. The camels are coming in the life of Joseph. Now, if it's possible, the Lord will help me for just a moment. I don't only want to talk about the camels are coming in the life of Joseph to bring salvation from the pit, and the camels are not only coming in the life of Joseph to bring spices for his pain, but can I say the camels are coming in his life to make him a slave before he becomes a prince.
Here come the camels. Here come the Ishmaelites. Here come the Midianites. And when Judah sees them, he says, hey, they don't need of us letting the blood be on us. We'll just sell him. And the camels brought deliverance or salvation and got him out of the pit and from the hands of the brethren that wanted to kill him. And the camels also had the spices, the myrrh, and the balm that he needed for the pain that he was enduring at the hands of his brethren. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the hardest, seemed like the hardest pain to endure is the pain of the brethren. Are y'all hearing me? I do believe honestly it's easier to endure the pain of a fleshly family member, one that is related to you because of your natural birth, than it is one related to you by spiritual birth. David said, if it had been my enemy, I could have bore it. But it was, oh, my acquaintance, my equal. It was me, he and I that had fellowship and walked together to the house of God in company. He said it done something to me. It went deeper. But I'm telling you, oh, the camels are coming if you face that tonight. And there is healing and help for your pain. There's a balm. Woo! There's a balm. Hallelujah. There's a balm. But can I say, those camels that brought healing and help and salvation, deliverance, rescued him, are those same camels that the Bible said they were going down into Egypt. I want to say tonight, sometimes the camels are coming to make us slaves before we're made a prince. Joseph had never been a slave. He'd always been a son and favored at that. But God in His providence had a plan for Joseph. And Joseph could not step from the doorstep of Jacob to the palace of Pharaoh and be qualified to be the prince. He didn't know how. He'd had everything handed to him. He just received blessing. If you're going to ever do anything for God, oh, He will have to bless you. But He'll have to make a slave out of you. He'll have to bind you. He'll have to let you suffer. Or He can never make a ruler out of you or a prince out of you. Is anybody listening to the preacher tonight? And that's tough. Looks like it's 13 years out of Joseph's life that he's on the suffering side. He's made a slave. He's made to suffer. He'll never sit at his daddy's table. He never will. Once he leaves this day, he'll never put his feet under his daddy's table ever again. He's headed down to Egypt. These Ishmaelites and Midianites are going to put him on the auction block. And he's going to be bought by Potiphar as a slave. He's going to be blessed somewhat in Potiphar's house. And it's amazing how God does this trial of separation, this trial of suffering, this furnace of affliction, how God does it. I mean, here he is hundreds of miles from home. Here he is a slave in Potiphar's house, but he rises to preeminence in the house. He's somewhat blessed, but it's not going to last long. Amen. Sometimes when God puts you through the furnace of affliction and puts you, it's a slave block, and God allows you to suffer, there'll be times that, there'll be some blessings, and it'll be seem like a little reprieve, and you'll think, hey, I'm getting out of this. And all of a sudden, when you reach the apex of the top, when the blessings come in, all of a sudden one day all of them get knocked out from under you, and Miss Potiphar decides she's going to lie on you, and you're going to wind up in the prison worse shape than you were when you started in Potiphar's house. And you feel like you're riding a roller coaster. Amen. Hallelujah. And all you do is want to get off, but you got to take the highs with the lows and the lows with the highs. If you're going to be where God wants you to be, and if you're going to see your dream fulfilled. So here's Joseph. Down yonder in the prison, he comes to a high place, raised to where he takes care of all the prisoners. He's still in prison, but it's better than he was. He's not the low man on the totem pole. He's a top dog. Ain't got in the prison. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And he thinks here's the chance when he interprets the dream for the butler and the baker, but it's not so. My friend, the butler forgets him instead of remembers him, and he's got to spend 2 more years in that prison. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all hear me tonight. He's suffering. His feet is, they bound him. They put him in irons. I want to tell you, the word of the Lord's trying him, and he's hurting. Hallelujah. Woo. Hear me, friend. But he's got to wear prison stripes and fetters of iron before he can wear a palace garment and golden slippers. Oh, you hear me tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, God, amen, to use you has to get all of you out of you. God has to get all the pride out of you. Joseph had a swagger to his walk. Amen. He did. He did have, that's why his brothers looked at him like he did, but I tell you, God took all the swagger out of him. Amen. Oh, Lord. And here's Joseph now. He's suffering. Are y'all hearing me? And God allows him to be sold as a man, sold as a slave. Hallelujah. Because I'll tell you, there'll come a time, when men will have to sell themselves to him. And he'll know how it feels. He won't be arrogant about it. He'll remember how it was to stand on the auction block, and when the Egyptians and all the other nations around him say, if you don't let us sell ourselves and our farms to you, we'll die in this famine. And Joseph said, go ahead, I'll buy you. Hey, God, and I'll treat you right. Amen. Woo! Nothing like my friend empathizing and sympathizing with somebody when you've walked in their same, thank God, as footsteps and the same shoe leather, and God lets us walk there. I don't know how to be compassionate and know how to pray and love others. I'm telling you tonight. I don't know if I'm making any sense to anybody. Hallelujah. Amen. And so he's sold, and then we'll be able to buy men. His brethren think if they sell him as a slave, he never can fulfill his dream as being their Lord. Oh, we'll never do obeisance to his chief. And so we'll sell him here as his slave. Can I tell y'all something, Mr. Judah? And all the rest of you boys? You don't realize it, but you're selling him in the exact place God wants you to sell him to, the exact people God wants you to sell him to. Woo! Come on, let's do away with this dreamer and see what will become of his dream. And the very people that tried to thank God put out his dream are the very people that was fulfilling it. Woo! Don't look at them folks too rough. Don't feel too hard at them folks that's pushed you out and talked about you and run you down, hallelujah, and made your life miserable and caused you pain and suffering and put you in the pit and caused you to be in Potiphar's house and down in the prison. That's probably the same crowd that's getting you to the palace, hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. Can I say one other thing here? The camels came with spicery, balm, and myrrh while he was going down to Egypt. That helped his feelings, that helped his hurts as he went down. But God in his providence always knows what we need. And there's a camel's the grace that brought it. But in Genesis 43 and verse 11, do you know who brought him spices and myrrh and balm down in Egypt? Genesis 43, 11. I'll tell you who it was. That same crowd that sold him. Jacob said, go down there and get us some, Israel said, go down there and get us some corn. And he said, take of the best fruits in the land your vessels and carry down the man. A present, a little balm, a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds. Oh, Lord. I believe I'll shout there just a minute. Woo! Oh, the Lord will see to it. Thank God he'll provide the myrrh and the balm, the spices for you, but oh, there'll be a day when he'll not only in your pain, but thank God in your victory, in your prosperity. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he's liable to cause that same crowd to bring you some myrrh and some spices and some balm. And I'll tell you what they've done to add a little bit to it. He said, take some honey, take some almonds, and take some nuts. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. Bless his name. It's a suffering way. Amen. It's a way of solitude. It's a way of sorrow and slavery. But there'll be a day we'll change our prison garments. Hey, God, and put on, hey, God, a robe. Woo! Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Hey, God, at the best you knew, you had just garments you can't keep. Joseph couldn't keep that garment of many colors. He couldn't keep that garment in Potiphar's house. Potiphar's wife got it from him. And thank God he didn't keep the prison garment either. He slipped it on. Hey, God, I got a garment from the palace, a garment of royalty. I don't read where he ever had to take that off. I'm telling y'all tonight, hey, God, the camels are coming in the life of Joseph. And they're coming in my life and your life tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And at 30 years old, after a dreamer of 17, after 13 years, he stood as second in command in Egypt. And everybody bowed the knee as he rode in that second chariot. Oh, hear me, friend. And everything was under his hand. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Judah and them thought they'd sell him as a slave. But he is made Lord. And the Jews and the Romans thought they'd do away with him. But God's highly exalted him. And give him a name that's above every name. That at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he's Lord to the glory of God the Father. He lived, died, and revived that he might be Lord, both of the dead and the living. Hallelujah. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I'm glad the camels are coming. Preacher, can you tell me when I get out of this suffering and out of this sorrow and out of these prison garments? No, but I can tell you the camels are coming. God's not unaware of what's going on with you. Could you tonight, for a little while, look to him and say, Lord, forgive me for keep asking you to change the situation and let me see that you're still Lord in the situation and that you've provided for me in the situation and help me see the camels are coming and that you've got balm, that you've got grace, you've got mercy, you've got myrrh, you've got spices. Hallelujah. And Lord, help me to also understand that this I'm having to face is going to eventually turn out for my good and for your glory. It sure is a killing me now, Lord, but it's going to make me a better Christian. When I'm tried, I'll come forth as gold. When you're through with me, Lord, I can pray better, I can preach better, and I can practice Christianity better. Does it have to be this way? I reckon so. For the Bible says concerning our darling Lord, he learned obedience through the things which he suffered. And the captain of our salvation was made perfect. I realize that word's complete. He was already perfect as far as sinlessness, but he was made complete through suffering. Made capable of being a captain, being capable of being a high priest. Because if he'd never suffered, if you'd come to him and say, Lord, I'm hurting, he wouldn't know how to have done nothing about it. He wouldn't have been touched with the feeling of your infirmities, but since he's been there, hallelujah, he says, I know. And I done got the balm. Would y'all think much of me if I lapped a building and shouted? Hallelujah. I'm about the place. I don't care what you think. I'm going to do it anyhow. Hallelujah. Woo! The camels are coming. And Joseph, can you lift up your eyes tonight and see the camels are coming? Salvation from the pit, spices for the pain, and slavery and suffering. But it's going to lead to royalty. It's going to lead to princehood. Amen. It's going to lead to a better position. I reckon the sufferings of this present time ain't worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Woo! Hallelujah. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Come and I'll make you ruler over many. My goodness. Everybody stand, please. I got to quit somewhere. I'm trying to tell you the camels are coming. In the life of Joseph and in the life of Isaac, and they're coming in your life tonight. Would you quit complaining about the pain tonight and the wounds? And the words, and start applying the bomb that God's already provided for you. If you need to use the altar tonight, come. Sinner, if you're in our midst, please come. He can get you out of the pit. Saint of God, if you need to come tonight. The bomb's already there. The spices and the myrrh's already there. The healing for your hurt's already there. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. If we suffer with him, we'll also reign with him. Oh, sinner, the camels are coming. The grace that you need, saints. He sent the camels by just for you. And they're loaded with spices and myrrh and balm. Hallelujah.